Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome, welcome. It's 11 minutes after 3 o'clock.
Good to have you back and healthy.
Oh, you know what? I feel so much better.
Sometimes you just need a day off.
Sometimes if you don't feel right, just sit on your butt at home and chill and do your thing.
Glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here. And my goodness, is it a day
another
for
slow news.
News
day. Another slow one.
It
we're going to read obituaries.
Of...
Would that be weird?
Yeah. Maybe the phone book.
Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah. You know, some days that would be a relief.
Do we decimal system, maybe? Some relaxing radio to talk about.
Maybe.
I hear you. And who knew? I leave for one day, and the key word for cash is back. That was fast.
We have an urge to give away some cash. It's time for this hour's national contest. The keyword for cash this hour is avocado. One more time, avocado, A-V-O-C-A-D-O. Text that keyword to 72881 for a chance to win $1,000. The number to text, 72881. The keyword this hour, avocado. If you don't win this hour, listen for your next chance to win at 412. Messaging and data rates apply. Remember, please don't text and drive.
Yep, it's been a day to talk about Russia.
It sure has.
Listening to Chad's show, I know you did that quite a bit. If you're just tuning into our show, we certainly want to hear your thoughts on the Helsinki summit, and then, of course, on the reaction to the press conference. People have been swift and very poignant and pointed about their reaction to the press conference. If you missed it, if you're just getting in your car, if you're just tuning in, Paul and I are grateful for that. So thank you for joining us. Here is how President Trump responded when he was asked about Russian interference in our elections.
Would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
All I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be. I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
So there's that. And, you know, we have been trying to get our local lawmakers to react on the air about this. Susan has sent out an email and calls to all of our legislators here locally, as also included our Republicans from the RNC and anybody who would come on and talk with us today. And as soon as they can come, we'll bring them to you live.
Yes, we will. Again, the perception today was that President Trump seemed to side with President Putin, as opposed basically taking his assurances at face value that, no, you know, they did not meddle with the 2016 presidential election. And that is diametrically opposed to what Dan Coats, the intelligence officers in the United States, have said quite pointedly, that something happened.
The reaction among lawmakers has not been mixed.
No, Lindsey Graham, GOP, for a long time said this was a missed opportunity by President Trump to firmly hold Russia accountable for 2016 meddling and deliver a strong warning regarding future elections. The answer by President Trump will be seen by Russia as a sign of weakness and create far more problems than it solves. House Speaker Paul Ryan from Wisconsin pushed back on Mr. Trump's assessment He said, quote, there's no question that Russia interfered in our election and continues attempts to undermine democracy here and around the world.
Senator John McCain called the president's press conference, quote, one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory. He called the summit a tragic mistake. Senator Barb Corker of Tennessee, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says Mr. Trump's performance at the summit with Putin was not a good moment for our country. This was a very good day for President Putin.
Jeff Flake said, I never thought I'd see the day when our American president would stand on stage with the Russian president and place blame on the United States for Russian aggression. This is shameful. That came from Senator Jeff Flake, also a GOP member.
And those all were. We read reaction from the Republicans. We're taking your reaction as well. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. And, of course, we have Democratic reaction, but you know what that's going to be. So go ahead, Paul. What did you have over there?
Well, President Trump may be walking some of this back. He just tweeted.
He's still on the plane, though, right? He's on his way home.
Well, that doesn't stop him from tweeting.
No, I understand.
He has tweeting privileges on Air Force One. He said, as I said today and many times before, and this is the president speaking, I have great confidence in my intelligence people. However, I also recognize that in order to build a brighter future, we cannot exclusively focus on the past. As the world's two largest nuclear powers, we must get along. I don't think anybody would question that assessment in terms of getting along and the power of diplomacy.
Sure. But it's great to get along. Absolutely. That I think we all agree on that, right? Both sides coming together. We all agree on that. Let's get to some of your calls. Tim is in Lake Elmo. Hello, sir, and thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you. My reaction, it's like this is what expected. I think it reminds me of the guy who ran over the snake with a poisonous snake. And he brought it home, nursed it back to health and everything. And then the snake bit him. And he said, how could you do this to me? And the snake said, you knew I was a snake when you picked me up.
Okay.
We need more stories like this. I love that, Tim.
I appreciate that, Tim.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Well, and Putin, by all objective measures, is a snake, right?
Yeah.
How many people? I mean, a former KGB operative. How many people has he done away with
under his regime,
supporting Assad in Syria, the annexation of Crimea? There's a long list of things.
Dan's in Richfield. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. We know it was a tough day. If you've been watching, if you've been listening, maybe you're shocked, you're surprised. We want to hear your reaction. Dan in Richfield is calling in. Hello, sir. Thanks for calling in, Dan.
Hello. Great show.
Hey, Dan.
Hi. Say, you know, what is he supposed to do? I mean, verbally scold Putin as if that's going to do anything, really? I think if he can have some sort of an ally against Iran, an ally against North Korea to make them denuclearize, and, you know, and maybe correct things in Syria. You know, nobody ever mentions the fact that Obama, with taxpayer dollars, meddled in the Israeli election against Netanyahu. Why isn't that talked about? So I guess I don't understand.
Has that been proven? Is that fact?
I believe it is.
Because this is the first I've heard of that.
I believe it's fact. It sounds like a contradiction to I believe it's fact. But, that's what I understand. $200,000 or more went to operatives in Israel to unseat Netanyahu by Obama.
All right, I'll Google that because we don't know about that. But you know, sure. Dan, we hear you. That's something different, and then this is what we're talking about today. We hear you, Dan.
Yeah, but I don't understand what the big outrage is. I mean, what do you expect him to do? Beat him up on stage? Yell at him?
Don't meddle with our democracy. Don't meddle with our elections. It's been proven that they, you know, they did come in and they did hack the Democratic Party. That's not a theory. There's evidence. There are facts. So I think just saying that emphatically, don't mess with our elections, just as we shouldn't be messing with Russian elections. I mean, it's an act of war. It's informational warfare.
And maybe defending our intelligence committees more than he did and saying that he believes the facts of the investigation, I think would have gone a long way to create some less discord at home.
Nobody is arguing the case for diplomacy. Of course,
absolutely,
we want
without question
to be on better terms with Russia. Yes, of course. You know, if we can reduce our nuclear arsenal, why wouldn't we do that? But I think it's more or less standing up for America's mm-hmm. intelligence mm-hmm. agencies and saying, hey, this happened. It's not a theory. And, you know, some teeth in it. Don't do it again.
It is 321. The conversation continues. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Please remember, all ideas are welcome here. We will always treat you with respect if you call into our show. So don't feel nervous about calling in. We want to hear your voice. Paul and I will be back in just a moment.
Happy Monday, Jor and Paul. Driving you home. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are. Still trying to make heads or tails of what happened today in Helsinki.
Jason in Plymouth is going to try and help us out. Jason, thanks for waiting on the line and your thoughts, sir.
Hi, Paul and Jor. I'm a little bit on the same page as the last guy that called. You know, the U.S. has interfered in other countries' elections. You know, they've endorsed candidates. They've kind of tried to make things go the way they wanted, mm-hmm. Which is why I kind of find this Russia stuff hypocritical. Now, let's remember one thing. Yes, Russia somehow meddled, but they didn't change any votes. They didn't go in and change votes, anything like that. They tried to spread information on social media to make people vote for a particular candidate. Okay, that's the same kind of garbage that goes on in America every single day, and yet nobody seems to have a problem with it until the Russians do it.
I think.
Okay, that said, now let's talk about moving forward. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody seems to concur Russia meddled, whether they deny it or not. Okay, they're denying it. Well, so what? That's what they're going to do. And you know what? Whether Trump believes it or not, who cares? Everybody seems to pretty much agree the Russians did it. It didn't influence the outcome. They just attempted to do something. So where do we go from here? Do we sit and beat this horse for another 20 years, or do we try to move on like the president said today? He said, I don't want to sit and fight this political stuff anymore. I want to move on to bigger and better things. Okay, I got no problem with that. I'm sick of this Russia hacking garbage. I'm tired of it.
Hey, Jason?
Yep.
Just a quick question. If it happened to the Democrats, it could happen to the Republicans. I guess what worries me more is the integrity of our elections.
What happened to the Democrats, Paul? What exactly happened to them?
Well, private emails were released, right? I mean,
what email? Saying what?
Well, the DNC emails.
The DNC emails.
They're anti-Bernie emails.
Well, it doesn't matter. The Democrats decided 10 years ago that Hillary is going to be their candidate. The Russians didn't affect who the Democrats decided to run. They made that to promise to Hillary when Obama beat her out in 2008. The Democrats said, if you bow out Hillary, we'll make you our girl in 2016.
Jason, I hear you on all of this.
Russia.
And I would like to, believe you me, honey, if I never heard emails or hacking again, it would be too soon. We all want to move on from this.
It didn't make a difference. That's my point. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm saying it didn't make a difference.
And that's, I think, the point of some of the Republican congresspeople today. They are saying exactly your point, which I believe that we can all get behind. The fact is, even if we were hacked by the Russians and it was all their fault. And by the way, Jason, I love that you're at a playground and we can hear the kids playing behind you.
It's a lifetime pool.
Love it. I wish I was there with you.
Great.
That does not, even if we all agree to this, it still does not delegitimize that the president won the election. He won.
Agreed.
He's president. He gets to be
president.
Nobody's
arguing.
No,
that.
That's his rightful place. And I think we all get in the weeds because we all agree to that. But the president, at least, and I'm projecting here, he may not see it that way. He can't separate the Russian hacking between the fact that he legitimately won this election and he gets to be our president. And even if he says, bad on you, Russia, shame, 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 don't do that again, it does not delegitimize his presidency. And I think that's what some people were hoping for today.
Oh, no, Jordan, I disagree. There's a lot of people on the left who are trying to say that his presidency is not legitimate specifically.
That doesn't hold water, though.
I don't think there's evidence of that yet.
A lot of them say it. I read it every day on social media. He's not a real president because he cheated. because he won because the Russians helped him win. I read that garbage every day, and it's a lot of people saying it.
I look, it's America. People get to say it. Sure. But, Jason, there is
it doesn't make
a truth
it true,
in there. Correct,
right.
Correct.
Of course
correct.
Not.
Correct, yeah. Hey, we love the call. Thanks, Jason, and go enjoy the pool.
Yeah, thanks,
I love
Jason.
You guys. Love you guys.
Thanks
you
for calling in, sir.
See, I there's nuance here.
Well, I sitting where the president sits, you know, I think I understand that thought process that anything that delegitimizes his election in 2016, of course he's going to push
mm-hmm.
back on that.
I hear you. But that's the part we need to get past. Forget those people. You're the president. You get to make these decisions.
It's more that the Russians use social media. They hacked. They went
yes.
in through the internet and hacked accounts. And again, how do we safeguard, whether it's a local election, a state election, a federal election?
That's the moving forward part, Paul. You are on it. That's what we need to do next. You got it. I know. We need to go to the break. Listen, Joe, Dwayne, I'm so sorry that we've missed, that we just run out of time. We will revisit this at 5 o'clock. So please call back at 5 o'clock, and we'll get you on first, Joe and Dwayne. Thank you. It's 3:32. When we get back, if you use the wrong pronoun, you might get fired at the U. Oh, yeah. We're going to tell you that story in a moment. Welcome back. We're going to get to that story at the U very quickly.
Paul yes.
Jordana here. But we wanted to bring on Kaylee McEnany. She is the RNC national spokesperson, Kaylee, obviously has been listening to coverage all morning of the Helsinki summit. We wanted to get her reaction. Kaylee, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kaylee.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What is your take on this? Were you pleased by President Trump's performance in Helsinki?
Yeah, I was. And here's why. I think one of the things that needs to be mentioned is that it's very difficult to see the long view of President Trump's diplomacy. And I say that thinking of North Korea, how in fall of last year, you had the media predicting nuclear apocalypse. And that was when they were exchanging the harsh barbs between Kim Jong-un and President Trump, the rocket man, the raining down of fire and fury. And here we are 6 months later, and we had the return of four U.S. hostages, the closing of a nuclear test facility, and the promise to return U.S. remains, and more than that, denuclearization. And I bring up that example because so much of what this president does is a means to a longer end that is difficult to see at the moment. And I think today was a good example of him engaging in the kind of tit-for-tat diplomacy, businessman-like mentality of moving this relationship forward.
What about the fact that he sided with Mr. Putin over our intelligence committees about the Russian hacking?
Well, he made clear on Twitter just a few hours ago that he has great faith in our intelligence community, and that harkens back to what he said in March 6th of 2018 of this year. He said, you know, the Russians, while having no impact on our votes, they certainly did meddle in our election. So he has acknowledged that. He has said that. I think today was an effort to move this relationship forward, which is why he tweeted not too long ago that we are the two largest nuclear powers, and having a friendly relationship is certainly the goal I think all of us would try to work toward.
It's interesting that you say no impact on the votes, because Paul and I were just talking about that with our listeners. And then we got these interesting texts. One says, I disagree about the impact due to the late exposure of the emails. I know of at least three people who changed the vote away from Hillary. Another texter said, where was that other one, Paul? The other said that they did. How can you say that had no impact? They hacked on the day that Trump invited them. It was discussed 24/7 at the last month of the campaign. And Russians, you know, they hacked our emails. And another person texted in and said that they actually changed their vote. So, I mean, the people are speaking. It did have an impact.
Well, they had no votes were changed. And that's a direct quote of President Obama.
But these people's votes were changed.
They were changed because of the DNC hacking, because they heard about the DNC bullying
Correct.
Bernie Sanders.
Correct.
Okay, well, that was the truthful words of the DNC. So if they want to fault the DNC, those were not concocted words by Russia. Those were true exchanges by the rigged DNC that did rig the election for Hillary Clinton at the expense of Bernie Sanders. So I think the DNC has themselves to blame, not Russia. Russia did not infiltrate our voting system. The votes that were cast were done by their own volition.
But they infiltrated our social media and planted divisive tweets. I mean, things that accentuated the divide that we have in this country. I mean, I think that's been proven, right? I mean, that they went in and all these trolls and set up phony accounts and waged a deception campaign. And so with fog of war, fog of campaigns, everything is fair. Or is it? I think that's what a lot of people are questioning.
Yeah, and I think we all condemn any Russian action in our elections. But I do find it quite curious that, you know, they have interfered with our elections for many, many years. In fact, the biased FBI agent Peter Strzok confirmed that during his congressional testimony last week. He said, yes, indeed, they have interfered in previous elections. It's been minute. It hasn't been going in and changing vote tallies. But that being said, we only seem to have this all-out rage because the desired candidate, Hillary Clinton, did not win.
So you stand by the president this morning and you think he did our country a service at the press conference today?
I do, and I think time will tell. I think his diplomacy is engaging in the long range, the long view, not the short term. And I think it's a means to a further end, and that is building a productive relationship with Russia. And we don't know what they discuss behind closed doors, by the way. There are a lot of big objectives that we need Russia to work with us on, namely getting Iran out of Syria and ensuring no Syrians lose their lives at the hands of chemical weapons. And, you know, if there was some greater deal in the mix that was happening behind closed doors and President Trump felt that he couldn't step on that deal, I think that that is moving it forward. And I just mentioned that as a hypothetical of, you know, we don't know what happened behind closed doors. We don't know the words that were used or the deals that were reached.
Kayleigh McEnany, RNC national spokesperson. Thank you so much for joining us on CCO, Kayleigh.
Thanks, Kayleigh.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet.
Like we say, everybody gets a voice on the show. And
yeah,
we appreciate yours.
You may not agree with that voice,
right,
but we're going to try to get as many voices on the air as we can.
And the ones that we don't agree with are the ones we want to hear more. We want to open our mind.
Right. It's okay to change your mind, right?
It's okay
you have
to
the
learn
freedom.
Something.
You have the freedom to change your mind one way or another.
Yes, and I have been hearing, well, one person who I was reading this morning said, you know, thinking like a businessman, which is what Kayleigh's sort of reaction was today. Well, he's thinking like a businessman. Oh, no, it was one of the texters who I was reading. Well, he's not thinking like a politician. He's thinking like a businessman.
Which is why one of many reasons why he was voted in.
For
because
sure.
Many people mm-hmm. are sick of the career politicians. Mm-hmm. They wanted a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a blowtorch in there who would make changes. Changes that haven't been made. I'm not sure the swamp is drainable.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're going to find out.
Speaking of changes, let's pivot a little bit. I promise we will return to this conversation. I have more sound. You'll hear from more lawmakers. And Susan Blanche has reached out to all of our local lawmakers, you know, Lewis, Eric Paulson, Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith. She's reached out, and hopefully they will send some statements and we will hear their reaction to the
right.
summit. What's going on at the U? Here we go. Oh, boy, we're not going to have time to totally launch into this. But apparently using the wrong pronoun could turn into a fireable offense at the U. The U is considering a gender identity policy that would assure transgender people get to be called by whatever pronoun they wish. It could be he or she, apparently Z, when I say
Z, Zer or Zers?
Z.
I have never heard that.
I never heard that either, but that is maybe a politically correct pronoun that you can use with a transgender person. And apparently everyone from students to educators are expected to call them by the right words or, get this, risk potential disciplinary action up to firing or expulsion.
And some people are saying this is an attack on free speech.
Wow.
There's concern. How do you enforce this? What if you slip up and accidentally use the wrong pronoun?
What if it's an
pronoun,
accident? What if,
right?
what if you don't know somebody's transgender?
I have trouble just remembering people's names.
Yeah.
I mean, having to remember the surname or the pronoun.
Can I just call everybody dear? That'll keep me out of trouble, right? Everybody's dear. Is that okay? Or maybe that's condescending.
But again, the intention is to bar harassment, to eliminate discrimination against people who are transgender or gender nonconforming individuals, misgendering. So I get that. I mean, the need is real. And yet,
for sure.
Again, how do you enforce this? Could somebody be fired because they used the wrong pronoun?
You better watch out, buddy. You say the wrong thing.
The language,
you are so out of here. You better watch your step.
The language police.
We asked, of course, the folks at the U. Susan reached out to them and said, you guys come on and explain this to us, because it seems a little extreme right now, but it seems that it's a proposal under consideration. The U did send a statement. It is quite long. I'll just read the beginning to you. University of Minnesota is committed to ensuring a safe and welcoming environment for all. Efforts to develop a draft policy addressing gender identity, gender expression, names and pronouns for consultative review are an important part of that commitment. Our current draft policy is the culmination of years of work, discussion, and calls for clearer guidance. So this is still a policy. No one's getting canned right now.
But again, this pronoun rule is not the only contentious issue in the proposed policy, Jor. Among other things, it would give individuals the right to access men or women's locker rooms, recreational activities, and housing based on their self-identified gender rather than their biology.
Okay, well, that's a whole nother thing. But me screwing up and saying he or she and that and using the wrong thing, I don't want to get booted. I don't want to get kicked off campus. You better watch it, buddy. I'm going to implement a policy here at CCO.
I'm just not going to say anything.
I'm going to call everybody love.
This is why they invented duct tape.
Don't yell at me.
Put it over my mouth.
For sexually harassing you when I call you love, I mean it out of the goodness of my heart and because I'm just doing my best not
or
to get
deer.
Fired.
I like deer. I think deer works, right? That's
not
threatening.
I get fired. It's 3:49.
Hey, you.
We need to laugh more, okay? We need to giggle more on the show. Thank you for spending some time with us today. We had a tough day with the President Putin press conference. And here on the Paul and Giordano Show, we try to keep an open mind. We try not to yell and scream and rant and rave. That's why we started with Republican reaction, which was scathing. We gave the RNC a voice. She did defend the president's tactics. But we took your calls either way. We understood everybody wants to be heard, and we try to do that.
I don't know about you, but I try not to respond to rumor and innuendo and tweets and talking heads. There's a flavor of talking head for anybody's ideology out there. Evidence, facts, data.
We're trying to be part of the solution, though. I know it's hard to listen to the other side sometimes if you don't agree with it. And sometimes my blood boils, too. But I think understanding the other side is part of the solution.
But here's the thing.
We got to be part of that.
We're all on the same side,
yeah,
right? I mean, last time I checked, right?
That's the truth.
We're sharing the same country. We have to figure this out.
That's the truth. More reaction and your calls, of course, on this. Frank Fessler on Weather Therapy after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.